This is To The Point with Marcus Anna, where we cut through all the noise to discuss the things driving the world of automotive sales and service. Let's get to it.
Powered by Rocket.
Trying to pinpoint the biggest news in the automotive world in 2022 is quite a task. I mean, where do you begin, given that the auto industry is literally in the midst of one of the most transformative periods in the history of the automobile? Couple that with the past 3 years, which have pretty much flipped everything on its head, and the task of narrowing down the most interesting or monumental automotive news of 2022 becomes even more challenging. With that in consideration, we decided to take a different approach to reviewing 2022 on To The Point by eliciting the insight of some other auto insiders, spanning some of the top analysts in the business to those who are more inclined to assess the industry from a deeper cultural perspective. There definitely were some common themes throughout a lot of the discussions, but even among those who shared some similar thoughts about what topped the auto news list in 2022, there were some unique perspectives on the topics, which speaks to how interesting the past year has been when it comes to the world of automotive. Jason Fogelson, senior editor at Cox Automotive.
Well, it's hard to look back at 2022 and not talk about EVs, because I think we really hit a tipping point in the public's interest in EVs, if not in sales. 2022, I believe, is the first year in the United States that we hit 1 million units. And I think that's really significant. I mean, we're starting to really get to the point where EVs are having greater acceptance. People are starting to really think about how they could use an EV in their lives. And I think that that's a really interesting and promising phenomenon for the future. Other things that I've seen this year, the used car market has been more volatile than in my lifetime, than I can remember at any time, seeing prices going so insane for used cars. And the asking prices that people are asking for just pedestrian used cars on the private seller market is, it just bears little relationship to reality. When you see a new car sell for MSRP, or manufacturer suggested retail price, and then you see that same car as a used car being offered for more than MSRP, you have to wonder what's going haywire here. It's the supply chain issues are really, really putting the used car market and the new car market out of balance. And I think that all the analysts that I've talked to see this moderating in 2023, but 2022 was the year that I sold my junky old pickup truck for $6,500. It's the same truck that I bought 11 months earlier for $2,500. So it was a very good year to be a seller, not a great year to be a buyer in the used market.
Stephanie Brindley, Associate Director at S&P Global Mobility.
I think it's really interesting in some respects. I think there's almost a bifurcation in some areas, because we have the idea of off-road vehicles like Bronco. We have the fact that the automakers like Subaru and Ford and Toyota and everyone is in Honda is looking at their SUVs and saying, let's make sure that these have a little bit more of an adventuresome feel and a little bit more of an adventuresome profile. For Bronco and for Jeep Wrangler, that obviously means some serious off-road capabilities. For some of these others, it's a little bit lighter capability, but it takes you, further than people are thinking. And I think that's interesting, because it ties in with people wanting to explore and wanting to go outside and do things with their lives. And at the same time, we've also had a real big push on electric vehicles this year. It has dominated almost every conversation, almost every day, almost every news headline. The transition is starting to take root a little bit, and mainstream consumers are starting to see and understand some of more of what's going to happen. We're still looking at decades to make a transition to electric vehicles, but I think that 2022 looks like a year where consumers started to understand more. And where we see alignment between policymakers and automaker investment. So while we did see growth in electric vehicles, it reached through September 2022, which is the last number I have, electric vehicle share reached 5.2%, which is a good jump from the same point of 2021. And it's a healthy number. While we've seen that happen, it's going to be a long time before we get to electric vehicles being, even our forecast is for 2030 at about 42% of the U.S. light vehicle market. So there's still a ways to go, but we are seeing change happen now, and we're seeing people understand it. When we look back at the Inflation Reduction Act, there's a bunch of elements in that are really going to change the way we evolve to electric vehicles and the way this happens over the next decade. That's part of it. Is this year we've looked at a couple of different things. We've looked at how do we take our gas engines, vehicles a little bit more off-road and explore more, and how do we develop these electric vehicles and get them into the mass market. Eventually, they'll converge. You know, we do have the GMC Hummer pickup truck that certainly is capable off-road, and we'll have off-road electric vehicles coming as well. So it's not that electric vehicles can't be capable in that space. It's just not their primary use right now. So I think those have been the two huge themes of this year. I think the other, when you look at consumer purchasing and buying and sort of how the market has trickled down to that level, the lack of inventory has really determined to a large degree what you can buy right now. If you're a consumer and you want to order one and wait a few months, then you've got a little bit more flexibility in that. But automakers are just stuck. They're stuck managing a supply chain that is incredibly complex and difficult right now. It always has been. But the semiconductor chip shortage has been longer. It's been deeper. It's been much more difficult to manage than I think was really expected, which, you know, does tie into the electric vehicle scenario and the Inflation Reduction Act and the U.S. policymakers looking to ensure that we have a robust supply chain in the United States. This also comes from the fact that everyone is sensitive to what kind of an impact the semiconductor shortage has had.
Kamatni Rawlins, publisher and president of Automotive Rhythms Communications.
Electrification education was one of the biggest stories for 2022, with a pinpoint focus on electric trucks. It's something that the industry is trying to tap into to change the psychographics of how truck buyers think about electrification. Because it's really a dichotomy, because traditionally pickup trucks are used for transporting, whether it's farming, industrial materials, construction. So they've always been prone to utilize diesel gas or, you know, big bolstering V8s, 350s, 450s, you know, 12,000 pound towing capacity. You know, so now you want truck owners to kind of switch the outlook on the performance of this vehicle from an electric standpoint. And quite a few automakers jumped right in, Ford with the Lightning, and then GM jumped in, GMC specifically with the Hummer EV. And then GM continued, the Silverado EV, the Sierra EV. And all of these vehicles are pre-sold already. So it shows that the market is clamoring and is excited about these product launches, but it's coming from a different consumer. These aren't the traditional truck owners. So they found a way to convince individuals, conscious thinkers who were thinking about electrification, who already own a smaller EV, to own a pickup truck EV, and showing multiple uses for it, not just for traditional utilitarian uses. And at CES 2023, Ram will show their variant of an electric truck.
Tamara Warren, CEO and founder of LaCar and contributor to the New York Times, Town and Country, and Motor Trend.
I feel like 2022 is one of those change years that we've been anticipating for at least the last 7 years. And, you know, some of this is long time in coming. We're really starting to see the shift from ICE engines into the electric vehicle era, where it is now becoming more widely known that how we power our automobiles and our vehicles going forward is going to be largely through batteries and no longer gasoline. And I think we've been talking about that shift in an abstract way, but I think through search, the data we see in the rise in internet search, electric vehicles creeping up in vehicle sales, and then just general consumer interest, there's a lot happening in this space. So I think that's exciting. I also think the second trend I'd mention is this ongoing supply chain question rocking the industry about how our cars are actually functioning using microchips, and that shortage, and really understanding how that is going to work in the future as we rethink where parts are made and shipped and supplied. And something like a global pandemic really rocking that system to its core. And third, you know, I think it's also still important to acknowledge that as much as things have changed, it's really interesting that pickup trucks continue to dominate the vehicle sales category in the United States. So I think that's just an interesting side note. As much as we're going through change, you know, we still have this kind of reign of the Ford F-150, and it will be really interesting to see in the upcoming era if the Ford F-150, if the electrified version of that vehicle continues to be so widely popular, or if we start to see consumers shifting to smaller vehicles. Gas prices are always news, but I think when we take a step back, those are more short-term impacts. And finally, the last trend I'd like to mention is, you know, this real shift to the connected car. And I think that consumers are really looking at the features in their cars in different ways and have adapted fully to embracing Apple CarPlay and Android Auto as standards, as they're no longer, you know, that's really been a shift that we've seen in the last few years, and moving into operating systems that just feel more and more high touch and more screen-like and truly away from analog.
Carly Cooper with Car and Driver.
This year, I've really noticed how car brands have found a way to infuse cars not only in live events, but also like highlight the sound of an engine in White Lotus. I wrote about the evolution of the Batmobile leading up to 2022's Batman movie. And we talked a lot about how those cars were famous muscle cars, this one being loosely based on the Dodge Charger. Another movie that we looked at was Don't Worry, Darling. And they used the original Ford Thunderbird as a culture marker for what kind of world they were living in. And then in terms of culture in general, Oprah Daily did Project Tell Me, Lift Every Voice, where they highlighted up-and-coming Black journalists and entrepreneurs. And that was sponsored by Lexus. All auto-centered things are kind of trying to find ways to stay relevant to people who aren't enthusiasts. And the only way to do that is to look at media to see what people are watching and kind of show people, to put it on TikTok, to hope it goes viral, to try to put it in the new movie. Even the sound of an engine can get 1.3 million likes.
John Alon Guzik, automotive correspondent with The Hollywood Reporter and editor-at-large at Leo Edit.
Yeah, I think there's two really key points that I've been focused on. And one is the really rapid shift to electrification. I live in California, so I might be a little biased, and I specifically live in Los Angeles, which might make me even more biased is to what I've been seeing. But the fact that all the OEMs are coming out with products at various price points and various ranges and at various levels of, you know, everything from entry level to super luxury, it's a really great time to be in the market for an EV. And I think one of the big changes is that no one's really talking about Tesla anymore. You know, their products are older and dated, and no matter, you know, what you think about the CEO of the company, it's lost its focus owning a Tesla. They do have a really good charging network, but I think a lot of companies have really good charging networks that they're building. But when it comes to EVs, the fact you can buy a three-row, you know, two-door electric SUV, I think that is really the big game changer. So, you know, they're mostly competing at the higher end of the market. The Mercedes-Benz, the EQS SUV is, I just wrote a big piece about this, is it's not only one of the best EVs you can buy, I think it's one of the best cars you can buy, hand down. It's just, it's a really put together electric vehicle. And it's a three-row SUV and it's super luxurious. And then if you want to go the other way, you know, you can get a Rivian pickup truck, or you can get the Rivian SUV. BMW has their, you know, the whole lineup of both SUVs and sedans. And then, you know, Kia and Hyundai and the products that they're throwing out are just really great. And I think the big thing is going to be is the Chevy Bolt EUV is such a perfect vehicle for the price point and for what you get in the packaging. And I think GM is doing a really good job of keeping the, you know, the Bolt and the Bolt EUV in the general consciousness. But once that Ultimate package rolls out and they're, you know, Silverados and Blazers and all the kind of market cars that they've been talking about more for the mass market consumer, I think that's going to be a really good incentive for people to switch to EVs. You know, Ford's going to come out with new products, but it's just a really great time to be in EVs. It's getting easier to charge your car. It's still a little bit difficult even here in LA, but you know, the fact that there's so many charging stations about to be built and some that are coming online and all these EVs, I just think it's a really great time to think about getting an EV. But also, if you're going to get one more car maybe before you switch to an EV, you might as well get something with a lot of horsepower and a lot of speed. So I think you can have the best of both worlds by, you know, offsetting your carbon emissions by driving an EV maybe during the week and then getting something fun on the weekends. So that's one of the big trends is that, you know, EVs in 23 are going to be even bigger. And then the other big thing I've been seeing for 22, and I don't know how much it's going to last into next year, is that the supply chain issues are one thing. So, you know, I get it. It's hard to get parts. There's a bunch of influences that are converging to make the supply chain issue, you know, really complicated. But I feel as though supply chain issues are destroying brand equity for both the OEMs and also the dealer groups is that the consumers, they want assurances that A, they're going to be able to get a car, and B, if they get a car, they're not going to have to pay this astronomical ADM and they're not going to be competing. And there just needs to be more transparency. So case in point, I'm like, oh, I need a car. So I ordered a car from a manufacturer, a pickup truck that's a hybrid. And I ordered it in, the order books opened and then they closed like basically 6 days later. And I got my order in the first day and I worked with my fleet manager at the, you know, at the dealership. And then I asked my fleet manager what to expect. And they were like, I don't know, good luck. And the emails I've been getting from the OEM, they say they're going to email me every 45 days and tell me what the status is, but they don't know if I'm going to get it. It's just that level of uncertainty is making it, even when the cars do come, do I really want to buy something from this OEM if they can't manage my relationship? And I'm not saying I need to get something, but they need to be a little more transparent. And then when you go to the dealer group and there's a bunch of the cars that you ordered sitting on the dealer lot with a $20,000 markup, you know, for a $26,000, you know, vehicle, that it just doesn't have a goodwill for the consumers.
inventory challenges, used car sales, electric vehicles, the Inflation Reduction Act, connected vehicle technology, the push to find new ways to market vehicles, brand equity. There certainly was a lot of automotive news to unpack in 2022. And although I typically refrain from making any major New Year predictions, I get the sense that 2023 will be just as interesting and monumental when it comes to the world of automotive. Now, back to the noise.